Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm with Dan Frierson at Dixie's headquarters in Chattanooga. Dan, how you doing?
Kemp, doing well.
It's always good to talk to you. So let's talk about second quarter. From a revenue perspective, continue to do what you've been doing for a long time. You grew 29.4%, and even if you take the Atlas acquisition out, you grew 14% in a time when the market was still seeing mostly flat numbers, right?
That's right. We have seen significant growth, but it's a continuation of the investments we've been making in the business, all the way from samples, products, new capacity. We have invested significantly in the industry in the last 3 years, and I think bringing new product to market and beautiful, differentiated product has really helped our sales. It's hard to believe, but our sales this year will probably be double what they were in 2009.
Yeah, that's amazing. So from the bottom of the recession to now, you've doubled your sales. Some of that's through acquisition. You bought Atlas, you know, roughly $53 million. You bought Robotex. You've launched this Avant brand. So you're doing a lot of things to grow that top-line number, aren't you?
We are, and I guess unfortunately or as a consequence, it has impacted our bottom line.
To explain a little bit, if you would, a few of the details around that loss. I believe it was a $605,000 loss in the second quarter.
Kemp, we had a number of one-time costs with the different initiatives which we have undertaken this year and last year. But the good news is we're pretty close to the end of them. In this quarter, in the second quarter, we did open a new distribution center, and we will finish doing that later this year. That will then complete our major changes, all the way from yarn expansion, acquiring continuous dyeing and expanding the continuous dyeing, opening up a tufting plant in Eaton, Georgia, buying a rug operation, buying Robertex and Atlas, and expanding our distribution center. So it's been a time of a lot of activity. It has obviously helped our sales tremendously, and I think in the future will help our profitability significantly.
Yeah, this loss is one of the reasons we've seen, if you look at your 52-week swing in stock, I mean, you've been from around $8 a share up to $18 a share and then back down to $8 a share. Well, I haven't interviewed you since I saw you at Neocon, and I've got to say that you had almost a corner of the 10th floor up there, and you know, and you had Atlas around on one end, and then you came around and you had a Desso booth there on the inside, and then on the outside you had your usual spot with Maslin. I think that was a pretty good show for you, wasn't it?
It was a very good show, and many of the Desso products are very different from what has been presented in this country. And therefore, I think we had a lot of people coming in to see the Airmaster and the Leadmaster and other really unique products. Atlas always has beautiful product, as does Maslin. So we are in the upper end of the commercial business, just as we are in the residential. The acquisition of Atlas, which was late first quarter, will provide us an even higher end commercial business. I compare it to when we acquired Fabrica and had Maslin Residential. Both brands have done well, and both brands are growing nicely today. And I think in the future, you'll see both Maslin and Atlas continuing to grow.
You know, when you look at Atlas, they've got new tufting equipment that probably was committed to before you bought them. You know, they've moved down on 10. Some of their styling is even edgier than what they've done in the past. So they were already making some of those moves before you bought them, right?
Absolutely. They have always been a product-driven company, just like we have. They wanted the latest technology, and Jim Horwich and his group have an outstanding styling and design group out there. It's just fun to watch the product as they evolve.
And your order rate on the commercial side of the business, are you pleased with what you're seeing right now?
Yes, very much so. In the second quarter, our commercial business was up more than our residential business. The commercial business was up 24% compared with the previous year, not including Atlas. Including Atlas, it was up 83%. So we do think Atlas will introduce more product this fall and that we'll begin to see Atlas grow again as we go into next year.
Now, I just saw you last week. We were down in Dallas together at the Carpet One show. We should shift to more of a residential conversation. As I was looking at what everybody's excited about, I actually had an interview with Kathy Buchanan in Michigan. They are very excited about this new Lee's Studio collection, and you're a player in that, aren't you?
Yes, we are. I think CCA Global has done a great job with their brands, and Lee's is one of them and their lead brand, really, in the carpet business residentially. They've just done a great job with it. We've participated with them in the new Lee's products, and we're excited about the distribution that we're getting there.
Some people may not be able to get the magnitude of that, but this Lee's product is in all of the Carpet One stores, which is, 900 storefronts. This was rolled out in January, but to samples are just hitting the streets. It's probably too soon to tell. Based on the number of SKUs you have in that rack and the number of stores, this could really be a big piece of business for you, couldn't it?
It could be. Now, the studio does not necessarily go to all. That has to be chosen. And that, to me, that's even better because they wouldn't buy it if they were not interested in it and excited about it. So it will go into a great number of those stores because it's one of their lead items. We are excited about it. We're beginning to get orders off of it, but it's really just getting into the store.
Now, when you think of Dixie and you think about the residential business, another big part of your message is Stainmaster. I mean, you're one of the few. You and Royalty and Tuftex, one of the few companies that are left that are really, really harping Stainmaster. So, I mean, that's a big push for you, isn't it?
It is. There's no other yarn source that gives you the styling capability that you get with Stainmaster's products. We've taken advantage of that. We think that's one thing that has helped us in the marketplace the last couple of years. It is a lot of SKUs, but it does allow you to develop differentiated, beautiful product and good quality product. The Type 66 fiber we think is the best fiber for carpet, other than maybe wool, and not surprisingly, our wool business is very strong as well.
You know, right before I came over here, Dan, I was noticing that one of your directors has just bought a major chunk of stock. So I guess the people on the inside are feeling good about where this might head, huh?
I think we all feel good about where we are, what we've done. Candidly, we would like to have seen the profitability improve more quickly, but we were confident it's there. We did have a price increase in the second quarter. The other thing that happened in the second quarter of real significance for us was the stock offering. And I think that did have a dampening effect on our stock short term, but long term, I believe it's very good for us. It really allowed us to more than pay for the Atlas acquisition and give us some dry powder for the next opportunity.
Just one last question. As you look at the second half, are you feeling good about the type of business we're going to see in the second half of the year?
I'm feeling very good about it. Order entry is very good. However, let me say, last year in the third quarter, we grew 37%. We won't make those kind of numbers again. And not only did we grow 37% over the year previous quarter, we grew 8% from the second quarter. And typically, we see second quarter and third quarter about the same. So we won't see the growth numbers we saw in the second quarter, but we'll see good, solid growth.
And the economists that I talked to, both Kermit Baker at Harvard and the chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders, are saying that we're looking at maybe 6 to 7 strong quarters. Do you buy into their forecast?
I think housing still has a long way to go, and that's the good news. Now, remember, most of our business is remodel business, not new homes. But new homes helps the remodel business and helps the home resales. We really believe that our customer, the remodel customer, is willing to spend more for carpet. They're going to stay in the home typically, and they are willing to spend more and therefore buy better goods.
All right, Dan, thanks for talking to us about your second quarter. Again, I've been talking to Dan Frierson, who's the chairman of the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.